Hello, Nada speaking.
Hey Nada, this is Peter Davidson from Orbit Design Agency.
Well, hi.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good too. Thank you so much for asking. Actually, Sam told me to give you a call at 12 so that we can discuss the final changes and then we can make the website live. So are you available for a Zoom session right now?
For a Zoom session? No, I'm not available for that. But I can take a phone call. We can discuss on the phone.
Okay, can you open up the website then?
Can you send me the link? I don't have the current one.
Sure, let me send you the link too. Can you hold on
Thank
the
you.
line?
Yeah, no problem.
Great. Hey Neda, I'll repeat your email. Please confirm that this is the email that you use. It's nedakrealestate@gmail.com.
Correct, yes.
Okay, let me send you the link. Please check your email in 5 minutes or in 2 minutes. I've sent you the link.
Perfect. Okay, I have it here.
Great. Are you opening up your website on your phone or your computer?
My computer.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so I don't know why this call was necessary because there's still changes that need to be made that I've already expressed to you guys.
Well, actually, I guess Sam told you that Jason does not work anymore in the organization and we've lost the data which was in his emails. And that is the reason we're giving you a call so that you can guide me the changes and today by the day end the changes can be completed and we can make the website live.
Okay, I hope this is the last time I'm gonna have to relay the same information to you guys, right? Okay, so
Yeah.
let's start. Are you looking at my website?
Yes, I'm on the homepage.
Okay, so you're on the first page, right? Okay, so I like all of this, except you see where the, 1 to 3 million is? Is that gonna be changed once it goes live? It's gonna give direct, numbers? Because right now, it just, and you see when you move it, it changes and it's weird. So can that be fixed?
You're talking about the number, the 0 to 3 million, that one?
The little slide one, yep.
Yes, that will be fixed.
That's gonna be fixed once it's live?
Yes, and what really do you want fixed in this?
So if you see it says, 0 to 1 million, that's fine, but the little the mark there is already on the left when it should be, if there's two, there should be one on the right, one
Okay.
on the left, right? So that's one. Secondly, if you move it, you see I'm moving it right now, and it goes up to 3,000. So it
Yeah.
says 3 million, but it goes up to only 3,000. So that it's a little bit,
A
not
glitch, a
correct,
glitch.
right?
Got it, got it.
Okay. That's one. The other thing is, okay, so the location, obviously that drop-down menu, the location. So I think that that's going to be fixed once it's live, right? Because it's going to pull all the information from the MLS, correct?
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's what I would like. Yeah, so for the location, I want it to pull, not to be like these numbers. For the type of property, so I'm hoping that it would pull, but also, condo house, that doesn't make sense. I've already sent a list a few times now of what I want this drop-down menu to be, and I, it just, is this going to be changed, or is it going to, what's going to happen with this button here?
Well, whatever categories you want, we can surely add it on the drop-down menu too. But if this search bar is coming from the MLS listings, the plugin which we have added, then the MLS one can edit this search bar. But if this we right. have made this search bar on the website, then for sure we can edit the categories.
So how do I know that? Which one?
I'll let
like
you know.
Like, how do I know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, please. Yeah. If you can let me know, and then I can, if not, if it doesn't pull from MLS, then I'd like to change the drop-down menu.
Okay.
The bedrooms, same thing. I think the bedrooms, the bedrooms look fine for me for right now. But, yeah, can you also see if that's going to pull from MLS or if that's going to stay the way that it is now? And the same thing with the bathrooms, I guess. It looks fine to me right now, but I just want to know if it's going to change. So that's it for now.
Okay.
So that's – and then hold on. So if I go down to featured listings, it says there was an error,
mm-hmm.
permission error,
mm-hmm.
what I'm getting right now. So I'm assuming that'll be fixed as well. It'll pull some listings from the MLS to feature on here, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's fine. So what is your property worth? So this, when you start typing in the street name, it's going to pre-populate, right? Because it's going to have like a map integration in there?
Yes, yes, obviously. Everything will work out according to your MLS. If people search for an address and click on find out, they will the properties will appear up in that same area.
Okay, perfect. So this featured listings part is, it looks, I mean, it's an, there's an error there now, but it looks a little too long. And then the what your property is worth, it looks very small. So are we able to kind of make it all sort of look equal so that it's the same as sort of the length of the first page, the very first, like the top of the page?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for sure.
We can reduce the section size so that it looks the same on the on all of the homepage.
Perfect. And then increase the what is your property worth, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, perfect. So services. So this looks fine. So the listings, it would pull from the MLS as well, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so rent, buy, sell. So I don't know why there's the listings for the sell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there should be. So that should be removed.
Okay.
And then the pre-construction, that would pull not from MLS, but from my pre-construction website. So when I add in pre-construction available like buildings, like pre-cons, that should pull from there, right?
Yes, exactly. You can send me the link which you have of the pre-construction site, and we can integrate that link or the hyperlink over here. And once people click on pre-construction, they will be taken to the other website, the pre-construction website.
Right. So that's just another page on my website.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay. So the 13 listings is going to pull the amount of listings that are there on that site, on that
mm-hmm.
page on my website. Okay,
exactly.
Perfect. I think what I wanted was instead of the, I can't remember now, but okay, so the 13 listings, that's fine. And then can we have a little button that, like, or like the same kind of design as the 13 listings, just saying learn more for all the other ones so that it kind of looks the same?
Yeah, sure. We can have
yeah.
that.
Okay, perfect. So that's done there.
Mm-hmm.
With regards to the blog, so that, I guess, you know, it has some fillers right now,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, when I get the website, I'm going to be able to add my own blogs, right?
Yes, yes, yes. For sure,
okay.
You will be having the access for the backend so that you can add and remove the blogs which you want.
Perfect. And then they'll show up here, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. We are here to help. So this is to help people realize their dreams and aspirations through property, whether you buy and sell. Okay. Yeah. So the next one looks good. So get in touch. So, you know, these buttons, wherever I link, like whenever I press the buttons, they don't really go to the, like, for example, if I click right now on the we're here to help, so get in touch. Right?
It should take
so
you
when
to
I
the contact us page.
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. The other thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was saying that this comes in the development phase. Once the changes are completed, mm-hmm. the website goes in the development mm-hmm. phase and all the buttons and hyperlinks are attached. So we'll have the changes done too. And with this, in mm-hmm. the same, in the meanwhile, the changes are being completed, we'll get the website developed too. The hyperlinks will be added, which you're telling me. And then mm-hmm. for sure, we can go live.
Okay, perfect. So now the next one about me page. So this video was just a filler video. So I can change that eventually on the back end, right?
Obviously you can do that.
Okay, perfect. So that's good for now. And then Dream Home Explore Properties. Yeah, that's all good. Yeah, it looks good. Let me just see. Yeah, so, okay, that's fine. Okay, great. So now, search for homes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can we get rid of real estate agency?
Sure. On the search for homes page?
Yeah, and can we just put search for homes?
Okay.
Or search listings, whatever. Search for homes is fine.
Okay.
So search for homes, and then... Yeah, that's fine. This looks fine. So I guess it's, you know, I'll see what it looks like when I can actually search. But for now, it looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
Sell your home.
Okay.
So the lettering here, like find out what your home is worth in today's hot market. Is there any, you see how it's kind of a little bit difficult to read?
I guess, yes, the color, the blue color is a little bit difficult to read if a customer is coming on the website. So we can make the whole font yellow, which is find out.
Yeah, we can do that, I guess. Or we can put a black background on it. But I think, whatever looks better, I think I'll trust you guys with your design. But I think that, if you want to just change it to yellow, that's fine.
Okay, that's great.
So find out what your home is worth. You know what? Can we just put find out what your home is worth today?
Okay.
And then exclamation mark.
Mm-hmm. And remove the hot market, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remove in today's hot market, just put worth today.
Got it.
Okay. And then property address, same thing. I hope that the map integration is here. Mm-hmm. It's required.
And the pre-construction page?
No, on the same page.
Okay.
On the sell your home page.
Mm-hmm.
So property address, that's required. Mm-hmm. Name, phone number, address. Could we put a little disclaimer right above the submit just to say, you know, the asterisk is required? I think that would kind of – or is there – like if they fill it in, it will go red, or how does that work?
Well, there are two or three fields which are mandatory for the people to fill out, which is the phone number, email address, and name and property address.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, if they don't fill up the number of bedrooms, bathrooms, estimated price, it still goes on. But there are still mandatory fields like property address, name, phone number, and email address are like mandatory. They have to fill this.
Yeah. So can we put like in the same font
mm-hmm.
As the buttons or as the fields to type in information, can we just put a little, it's like a little asterisk and then mandatory and like a little lettering right above the submit
right
below the submit?
We can add a box and give it a heading of description so that if they want to
mm-hmm.
write something, they can write down and then they can submit.
What do you mean?
Right now you see there's a box saying phone number, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the same box will be added. Okay, but it will be in a bigger size, and that will say description. So if people want to add something or some type of wordings, they can write down, and then they can press submit.
Okay. I think I like it right now, so I don't know if I want to do that.
Okay, no problem. That was just a suggestion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good suggestion. It was a good consideration. I think I have that in the contact field. So I think, here I don't want that. So that's fine.
Okay.
We can just leave it as it is. Just the lettering, the yellow lettering above. That's fine.
Okay. I'll do that.
Perfect. Thank you. And then, okay, so the pre-construction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I like this. I know that I spoke to the other guys about being able to change this on the back end and add and change the photos and all of that, right?
Yes, you can. For sure, we'll give you the back end access. You'll have the credentials, and you can do the changes on the whole website wherever you want.
Okay, great. And then how do I know what the, so you know, that we see where the learn more button is?
Mm-hmm.
So if I would click on that, where would that lead to?
That's your choice. If you want, we can lead it to the About Us page or on the Contact Us page, wherever you want. You will have the option on the back end. You just need to copy the URL of that page and paste on that button, and the button will link to that page.
Okay, so this is the thing. You know what I would want to see here is when they click on Learn More, I want it to go to another page which features this particular pre-con, right? And so the structure of that page could be the same for everyone. It's just all the information that I would preload on the back end would show up on that page. So it's kind of like a page featuring the individual pre-construction building, right?
Your
and
project.
It could look the same for each one. It's just, yeah, it's just I can change it from the back end, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that would be great. So if it could just that page could kind of look like, you know, you guys do your thing, but just I just need maybe like a couple of photos, a description. I like this location, number of stories, developer, target occupancy. So that information could be like listed kind of at the top, and then like photos wherever, you know, on the top or bottom, wherever you guys think is right. Just like a few, you know, I can add some photos there look at.
I got it.
And then at the end of that page, can we also have, request more information, like a little kind of pop-up that says request more information, and then they give their name, number, and email address?
Sure.
For that project?
Mm-hmm. We can have a form. People can fill out their information, their name, number, and email address, and then they'll submit so that if they require any information, you'll have the inquiry on your email, and then from there you can contact them.
Perfect. So the another thing I would kind of want on that form, so that would be mandatory, the phone number, the email, and the name. But can we also add like optional for them to fill out if they can say, if they could say, what could I ask them? Like expected price point, I think might be one. And they can just fill this in, like it would be like a type-in.
Mm-hmm.
And then preferred bedroom. Yeah, something like that, like preferred bedroom, I guess.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, so what do we have so far? We have the name, the email address, and the phone number, and then the number of bedrooms, the number of preferred bedrooms, and expected price point, and then a small little description for anything else that they want to include in their message, and then submit.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Got it.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so that's that. Now for the commercial. Yeah, I like this. This is fine. So property type, could that be a drop-down menu, and can that pull from MLS, please?
Property type, yeah, for sure. If MLS allows us to have a drop-down menu, we can surely add that.
Perfect, yeah, let me know, and then if not, then I'll figure it out, but if it could pull from MLS, that'd be great. And then same thing with the location.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's good. The other thing is, can we make this a little wider, just because the email address and the phone number looks a little, and the name, it looks a little small, the boxes. So if we make it just a little bit wider, I think maybe just like the front page is seems a little wider.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what we can do that. That would be good. Okay, perfect. So that's that. Other services. Mortgage provider. Yes. Okay. So this is good. I think I went through this already. It looks great.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, so when I click on learn more, if I can get it to either, I guess, go to the contact.
Okay.
That go to the contact, or it could be like a pop-up bubble that just has the same information. So either or.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's for this.
And then the last one is the contact us page, where we already have your whole information, the contact number and the form is there.
Yeah, that's perfect. So I could just link to this.
Okay, great.
Yep, that looks good.
Okay, so Nita, can you please hold on the line so that I can check the progress of your MLS and how soon it can be integrated, and then I can give you a timeline?
Sure, no problem.
Hey, Nita, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, Nita, I guess it will take 24 to 48 hours for these changes to be completed. And
yep.
I'll sit with the developer and I'll try to make changes as soon as possible so that we can complete
mm-hmm.
the development of the website too. And we can complete the changes, we can complete the MLS listings and everything. And there will be one request from your side. If you can please send me the credentials for your MLS listing again, that would be great, so that I can sit with the developer and work on your website.
No, so, oh my God. Okay, so I already went through a whole deal with the credentials. You guys aren't, like, I've already sent over what you guys need to get onto the MLS. So if you could please speak to whoever was, you know, whoever knows about this from before,
Okay.
And discuss it with them. I think it's the developer, Sam, probably was the one that I was speaking to with this, and I went on a whole call with them, and we determined, because I'm from Toronto, so it doesn't work the same way as it does down there.
Mm-hmm.
So can we just try to figure that out, and if you still can't, then we'll do something about that then, because I know that it was, you know, I sent you guys what you need, so I know that that end was complete. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to do that again.
Okay, no problem. Then I'll have a word with Sam, and I'll ask him to give me the things you provided him, and from there we can move forward, and I'll update you in the next 24 hours about the development and the MLS listings too. And if you are available right now, can I bring Sam on the phone too?
Sure, yeah, let's finish this now, yeah.
I'm sorry? Oh, no, no problem. You can
go
ahead.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can say whatever you want, and then I can bring Sam on the phone. If there is any other change on the website, you can guide me.
You know what? I did have a very, very small change, actually. So in the last page where we were just talking about the contact, get in touch, can we just add an exclamation mark at the end of that? I know it's not a big deal, but I think I like it like
yes.
that.
An exclamation mark after get in touch?
Yes, please. Yeah, that's
okay.
The only other thing.
Okay.
Just
great,
at the top there. It doesn't have to be on the button. So get in touch could just be, or that could, can we change that to submit? Because it already says it up there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. That's the only changes.
Okay, great. So let me bring Sam on the phone, and I'll, in the meantime, once you're done with the call, then I'll ask him about the MLS listings too, and I'll get that integrated, okay? Can you hold on the line?
No problem.
Great. Hey, Nita, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Nita, this is Sam. How are you?
Hi, Sam. I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for asking. Right. Actually, have you spoke with Peter regarding the changes?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So we're all done that.
Did you review the latest version of the site?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you can see about the feature listing thing? Did you go to the home page and you see the error over there under the feature listing section?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what error is that? Did you read it?
So I'm not sure what that error was, but
it was. Let me explain. Let me read it out for you. It's permission error. API key is not activated or was granted for the different domain. Why they are saying that whenever you provide me the list, the course from the MLS, right? So that code is granted on your domain name, am I right? So definitely you put your domain name there. And what domain name did you put there? Do you remember?
It should have been this one. So let me see. I can sign in now and check that out one second.
Please.
Yeah, so it's mynewhometoronto.ca.
Yeah, that's your domain name where we need to be launch your site, right? So what happened? Why this error is coming from? Because in the MLS, you put your domain name. So whatever the codes you have provided me, it will be work on the domain name whenever we will go ahead and launch your website. So let's take an example. Right now, you see the domain name. There is a NADA
klauski.demo-orbitdesignagency.com. That is a demo server mm-hmm. link. So that code mm-hmm. wouldn't be work on this demo link, demo domain, right? It will be work once mm-hmm. we will go ahead and launch your website. So once we will launch it, so it will be take for a while and it will be activated automatically from your MLS. It will be linked because MLS needs a domain name, which is you already put it there, which is NIDA or homeclients.ca or whatever, right? So that's why we need to go ahead and eventually whatever the changes you have mentioned to beta, right? This changes belongs to the MLS changes, like a feature listing and search bar will be running and all that stuff, right? So we need to go ahead and launch your website for that.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
So right, so for that, so you need to provide me your domain credentials so we can connect with the hosting. And as you know that for the hosting, you need to go ahead and get the hosting first, and then we will go ahead and launch your site. That would be the soft launch for the soft launch, right? On your domain name, right? I will go ahead and launch your site as a soft launch, you can say. And then we will review once again the site. And on that time, again, if having any problem in the MLS or anything else, so we will walk through together and we will fix it right away. And then we will officially launch it. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. But right now, I think you guys are going to make the final few changes that don't have to do with this MLS integration,
yes,
right, that I just spoke with Peter about. And then when that's confirmed, then we can go ahead and do the soft launch, like you said, so we can proceed with the hosting and all of that that we need at that time. So I think right now I'm just waiting on the final sort of version without any other like MLS integration changes for the soft launch.
The changes that you have mentioned to the Peter is already go to the production department to making these changes that you have mentioned, except the MLS one, okay? And the rest of the changes, he is doing it right away within an hour. And after the hour, he will get back to you. He will show you the final changes, and then we will go ahead and do a soft launch, and we will go from there for the MLS.
Perfect. Yeah, okay. That sounds great.
So after 1 hour and 1.5 hour, you will be available?
In today?
Yes.
In about 1.5 hours?
Yeah. Like when you will be available? Till like 3rd?
For what?
Till 3 p.m. you are available? Like after 2 hours?
So that's the thing. I'm not really available for the rest of today because I have some. Okay, I will be here for the next hour, about 1.5 hours, because I'll need to leave after that. So I'm not sure if I'll be able to discuss anything. But do you need me for something in 1 hour?
What's time over there right now? I believe it's 4:30, 4:35. I guess 3:35.
3:35. Yeah.
3:35. So should I call at 5? That's fine.
Okay, but can I just ask, like, what's the reason for this next call today? I'm just wondering.
No, I'm just trying to show you the things, right? I will go ahead and make those changes, right? As I mentioned to you, Peter is doing those changes for you.
Oh, so that's when the changes will be complete? That's why I don't... Okay. That's fine. Can we... Yeah. I'm not really available today. That's the thing. Tomorrow, I'm available all day. Can we schedule the call for the changes tomorrow anytime?
Tomorrow, what time should be?
The same time. I'll be more available tomorrow. Sorry, because something like I have, you know, real estate's on the move. So I have something that I have to jump out for today that I wasn't expecting. But tomorrow, I am more free. I have nothing on the docket. So, are you able to contact me tomorrow instead of in 1 hour?
Sure. Let's do it tomorrow. There's no issue with that. And
anytime around this time would be perfect. So anytime within the, you know, your time 12 to 3, you can give me a call anytime.
Right. And one last thing I need to confirm, right, about the MLS thing. You had, last time you just provided us the codes, right? You didn't provide the access of your MLS, did you?
Yeah, so that was all you guys needed, right? Like, I know that we went through this quite a bit because there was some discrepancy. I can't, this is the thing. So my MLS, the way that I log in, I have an authenticator. You guys know what that is?
Sorry, can you come again?
An authenticator.
Authenticator is your MLS?
Yeah, so that's basically, it's a number that is on my phone, which, so I have my login details, I have my username and my password, and then I have an authenticator, which basically changes every minute.
Oh,
it changes every minute. So even if I provided you guys with my login information, you would not be able to get in unless you were with me at the time so I can provide you with my authenticator. Now, to be quite honest, because they made that for a specific reason so that nobody can really come in into that program other than I, right? Like, it's a, I'm licensed for that. So I wouldn't really want to go against government regulations in order to provide that for you. So that's why we went through the whole, you know, jumping obstacles to get you whatever you needed, the API code and all of that stuff. So you guys should have, I remember, because we came to a final conclusion that you guys had everything that you needed for the MLS fit, and the only thing that was left was securing the website in the formatting that, you know, it was completed prior to the MLS. So if you can please check your records, you should have that. If you need anything else from me with regards to the API code, I can definitely provide you that. But giving you my login, that's just not possible. It's just literally not possible. So, you know, we'll have to go about that some other way.
Okay, so we need to be set up a Zoom call then, because we need something as well, because as you need to like a search bar as well on your site. So search bar, we need to be get it from your MLS. Right now on your website, the search bar is working, is still in working. But whenever we will upload any property from the back end, so then that search bar will start working. But at the moment, we are just integrating MLS. So for the MLS, we need to get the MLS search bar on the website. So that's why let's do one thing. We need to be set up a Zoom call, right? And we need to get the search bar from the MLS. Then I will integrate.
I've already done that. So can you please look through your files, please? I don't want to do this again. I know that it's been a while, but at the end of the day, it's not all my fault that this website is still not complete. Like, there was lots of back and forth, lots of changes, and at this point, I've already done that. I cannot do things, you know, multiple times over. Can you please look through your files and figure out exactly what you need, and I will provide you with that. I'm not jumping on another Zoom call. I'm not taking an hour and a half again for another phone call. Like, I'm kind of really done and over with this website and with you guys developing it. I'm not upset. I'm happy with it. So I'd like to proceed, but I like it to be done, and I cannot jump on any more calls with you guys. You know, so please figure out what you need and then make it concise, and let's figure it out and let's do it. I'm not jumping on a Zoom call. That's not happening. I'm not doing that again. So figure out what you need on your own.
Okay, so let's do one thing, right? I will go ahead and figure out what I need from you. I will email you, then you will be get it for me, okay?
Thank you.
That's fine.
No
problem. Thank you. Thank you. I will call you then. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Take care. Goodbye.